Good Friday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's my, I guess you'd call it bi-weekly podcast, talking about markets and everything of the sort. The markets will be closed on Monday, so we're heading into a three-day holiday weekend, President's Day being on Monday, and right now there's a lot of unknowns. We've got, of course, South American weather continues to be a factor. We did push soybeans back above the $16 plateau here to end the week, which is kind of a key level, it seems like, on the charts right now. And probably the biggest factor, I guess, as we head into the weekend is going to be what happens in the Ukraine over the next 3 days and going forward for that matter. But that has certainly been a factor that's whipping the wheat market around. It's been whipping the oil market around as well. Corn kind of following wheat here this week. So we'll keep an eye on the news and see what's happening, but it's going to continue to add some volatility to these markets. Speaking of that, the crop insurance volatility factors did bump a point this week. Corn up to 23%, soybeans up to 20%, just about where they were last year. I think corn's the same, beans are maybe a point higher right now. So it seems like it's been a more volatile year, but in hindsight, I guess it's just about similar to what we had a year ago at the very end of February, and that's really the part that matters when it comes to crop insurance. So the market rundown this afternoon: March corn into the day up 4 1/4 cents at 6.54 1/4. December corn up a penny and a quarter at 5.97 3/4. March soybeans up 9.5 cents at 16.01 1/2. November soybeans up 3 at 14.63 3/4. July Chicago wheat up a half cent at $8.75 a cent. But Kansas City wheat, star of the day, up 11 3/4 in the July contract at 8.40 3/4. Minneapolis March wheat up 3.5 at 9.60 3/4. And Minneapolis September wheat up 7 1/4 at 9.30. April live cattle down 90 cents at 145.87. April feeder cattle down 30 cents at 170.85. And the May hogs up 202, another new high, at 113.35. The dollar index was higher, up about 0.3 of a point. Crude oil down 9 cents a barrel at 91.67. However, it had traded over $2 lower at one time, so it did come back here in this afternoon. Gold was down $4 an ounce at 18.96 an ounce. And the Dow down 168 points right now at 34,065 points. So as we go forward, we are, I have to look at the calendar, 10 days away from the end of February, when we'll have the final crop insurance prices for the states that have closing deadlines on March 15th. The corn price is probably about $5.86 this afternoon. Soybeans probably at 14 1/4. I haven't done the actual math to see where those averages are, but those continue to creep higher as the market continues to trade above the average. Also this afternoon, we had a commitment of traders report out. Showed last week the funds had been net buyers of about 15,000 contracts of soybeans, taking their long position to 164,000 contracts, and I believe that's a record long for this date here in February. So corn, they were net sellers on the previous week of 34,000 contracts, still a long position at 334,000. Chicago wheat, they sold 3,000 contracts, now short 32,000. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City wheat, they sold 3,000, but they're long 34,000. So that spread continues to widen, and it makes sense to me, given what the weather looks like continuing in the southern plains. I continue to be concerned as we go into spring, as far as the outlook goes for the southern plains weather. And I did see a precipitation forecast this afternoon for May, June, July, continuing to call for the plains to continue to be below normal on precipitation. Spring wheat funds were even last week. They have a long position right now, just 4,000 contracts. Funds did lighten their position in crude oil, natural gas. They bought cattle, bought a few feeder cattle, continue to buy hogs, long 74,000 contracts of hogs. And flipping down to the cotton market, they were basically even, still long 79,000 contracts in the cotton. So holding some very large long positions for this time of the year. And I guess that's just the year we're in. I told a group today in Minnesota that it's really astounding to me that the markets are doing what they're doing. A, considering we had a record soybean crop in the U.S. last year, had the second biggest corn crop we've ever had, plus the fact we're probably, 45 to 60 days away from planting for most of the country. And so that, just adds more mystery to why the markets are doing what they're doing right now. Certainly inflation is a big factor. Certainly the fund activity and fund investment in ag commodities, big, big factor here again this week. So with that, I don't have any new news. We'll watch the weather forecast over the weekend, and we will certainly be watching the news to see if anything happens in the Ukraine, see what Mr. Putin decides to do, see if he's long wheat, see if he's long crude oil. We know he's long petroleum products in general, and so I'm sure that Russia's benefiting from a lot of this unknown that's happening over there. So take care, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for listening to Kickin' Up Dust.